the nurses. Whether you are homeless, absolutely soaked and cold from these mid-May wet days, you walk into a shelter and receive a new toque. Whether or not you attend a special luncheon for seniors and retirees and get to your table with the gift of warm socks and a toque, it all begins with that first ball of wool and the hands that work with it, create it, and shape it into a hat. All threads woven together to create something for someone else. The inner work that happens between that ball of thread turning into something warm on my head and your head is truly amazing. So many thoughts and reflections and prayers go into the making of each piece that is gifted to another being. In the church, it all begins with a smile at the door and a warm welcome to come inside. At least that is our goal that we strive to meet each Sunday and throughout the week. Are we perfect? No. Are we welcoming? Most of the time. Do we have good intentions? Absolutely. As soon as the door opens on a Sunday, we open it for all. And as we say every week, no matter your age, your stage, your sexuality, your mobility, your story, or how you are feeling in this moment, you are welcome here. The church is for all, and the spiritual care of the church and community is what we are celebrating and recognizing today. As a minister, I have heard from many elders over the years the importance of relational ministry. That is the key to healthiness in our church. So let me share with you a few stories that I have experienced. A number of years ago, at another congregation I served, we had a newcomer join us one Sunday. They were looking for a new church home, which is commonly expressed as, I'm church shopping. They knew exactly what they were looking for. They had their list, just like we have our list when we're looking for a new program. They enjoyed the service. They loved the music. They stayed for coffee. And then they popped in the next week during the weekday to visit with the ministers. We were both available. They came in and sat down. I loved worship, but I can't return here. Oh? I can't worship here because you two, the ministers, are too perfect. Whoa. She went on to say, my life is a mess and I know I won't fit here. We assured her that we are not perfect. And in that moment, actually, during that particular week, my colleague was going through a really tough time. And it was just a really ironic experience. She did come back and continue worshiping and giving it a try, and we became aware of us not being perfect. Another story of a young male in his early 30s, married with two children, came to Canada on his own. He came here searching for a better life to support his family. When he showed up at the church one day, he was in need of some house things, thrift shop things, cooking pot, toaster, and a bed. We had a thrift shop, so we were able to connect him in with there with all the things he needed. He asked for a pair of solid shoes, and with that, some bedding and, you guessed it, a hat, because he had a job that worked outside. All things that All over time, we assisted him with phone calls, job searches, and immigration papers, all things that are incredibly challenging for me to work through, let alone someone not familiar with our systems. We worked with this man for 3.5 years. But that didn't work out. He wasn't able to stay in Canada any longer, and so we helped him right till the very last minute, where we drove him to the Vancouver airport to deliver him to the deportation office in time. We never know who comes through our doors. My final story is of a young man that came here about a month ago. He showed up on our steps, simply needing a place to sit quietly and think. He had a number of life decisions to make, and his life situation at his house was noisy and chaotic and stressful, and that was not a place that he could be. University student at UBC, mathematician, thank you, and computer science. He's traveled all over the world, very knowledgeable. His fiance and family are in Iran. He came here because he walked by the church a week earlier on his way back to his house a few blocks away. He came here because the house he was staying in had a fire. And although he could stay in his fire-soaked room, he didn't want to. So he came and he sat in the back for hours, for a few days, to simply think and pray. And he was so gracious about it. Bruce and I, when we met, we even offered him a warm meal and a hat or a coat. But he is Muslim, and it was Ramadan, and so fasting was his journey. He has been back to check in and to offer thanks again. Today, we are highlighting the spiritual care ministry of this church. Spiritual care is the all-encompassing phrase that creates the church umbrella of care. We have the prayer team. Prayer team receives prayer requests throughout the week and carries out the important work of prayer for our community, for global prayers and personal prayers. We have the phone tree team, who may give you a call one day to simply check in or offer an important announcement. We've celebrating Project Linus and the toque makers, the blanket makers. I'm sure I'm missing, but there's so much in Project Linus in that ministry. They're always doing something with wool or fabric or needles. We have folks that knit prayer shawls, and those prayer shawls are blessed and delivered to those who need extra comfort, perhaps when they're in hospital or they've experienced a death. And we have one person very dedicated to card ministry. So if you receive a card, the pastoral care team works closely at sharing our reach to you that way. If you are hungry, thirsty, unwelcomed, unclothed, it is the ultimate hope that the opposite will happen here. A newcomer comes on Sunday and can relate to what our community offers. A person shows up on our steps hoping for a place of peace, and we open the door. A new baby is born, and we celebrate through prayers and cards and prayer shawls. In Matthew today, Jesus starts talking to Peter. He asked three times, and three times Peter told him that he loved him. Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." This meant that Jesus was granting Peter the important task of taking care of people and working for the church. I wonder why he asked Peter three times. I wonder if it's because Peter denied knowing Jesus three times. God loves us, forgives us, and helps us to try again when we didn't do things completely right the first time. Spiritual care, not just in our church, but the church, is an ever-evolving ministry where mistakes are made, and sometimes people are forgotten. Do we have good intentions? Absolutely. There are lists of best practices for pastoral care out there that go on and on and on. Pastoral care must be pastoral, confidential, inclusive, proactive. But the neatest one that I found was that pastoral care must be genuine. We all want to be cared for and loved. Jesus wanted this, knew this, and needed to hear this at times too. We are called to be the church in many different ways, and it all begins with a hat. Amen.